With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A 53-year-old man is arrested after plowing through a crowd in the UK.
As thousands of cheering fans marched down the street celebrating Liverpool City soccer team's Premier League championship, a 53-year-old British man plowed his minivan into the crowd. Emergency vehicles swarmed the scene after multiple pedestrians were hit. One witness said it all happened extremely fast and that after the car rammed its initial victims, it came to a halt. Then the crowd charged the vehicle and began smashing windows. But then the driver plowed through the rest of them and kept going. Video shows emergency personnel trying to attend to the injured. The suspect was arrested. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In remarks at Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump says on Memorial Day, we gather to honor fallen service members around the world, some buried in places known only to God.
This morning, we pay tribute to their immortal deeds. We share in the sorrow of their beloved families. And as one nation, we give thanks for the ultimate gift they have so selflessly given to all of us.
A U.S.-backed group says a new aid system in Gaza has opened its first distribution hub in the territory.
The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is taking over the handling of aid, despite objections from the U.N. The group says truckloads of food have been delivered to its hubs and distribution to Palestinians has begun. The foundation adds in a statement that, quote, more trucks with aid will be delivered tomorrow with the flow of aid increasing each day. It says its distribution points will be guarded by private security firms and that the aid will reach 1 million Palestinians by the end of the week. Ken Lorman reporting.
FEMA assistance now available for residents in several Kentucky counties hit by tornadoes. This is SRN News. A woman's college gives a degree to a man.
Rachel Levine was the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Biden. Levine is also a man living as a woman. But that has not stopped Smith College, the noted women's school, from awarding Levine an honorary degree and the opportunity to deliver the commencement address to a graduating class of more than 600 women. Women's Declaration International, a feminist group, protested Levine's award. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A push to put the Ten Commandments on display in all Texas public school classrooms closer to reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The proposal cleared a major hurdle Saturday by winning preliminary approval in the state's Republican-controlled House. The measure will likely draw a swift legal challenge from liberal critics who consider it a constitutional violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A federal court last year blocked a similar law in Louisiana. This is SRN News. The U.S. military spent more than $6 billion over the past 3 years to recruit and retain service members.
It's a growing campaign to counter enlistment shortfalls. The financial incentives to reenlist in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines increased dramatically from 2022 through last year, with the Navy vastly outspending the other services. The overall amount of recruiting bonuses also rose steadily. The services routinely pour money into bonuses, but the total spiked as Pentagon leaders tried to reverse falling enlistment numbers. John Scott reporting.
In honor of this week's Scripps National Spelling Bee, a new study reveals the most misspelled words in America. The company Word Unscrambler used Google search data to determine the most misspelled words. Nationally, the top five misspelled words are definitely, separate, necessary, believe, and through. More details at srnnews.com.